The funeral is taking place of Tigh O'Donoghue Ross, and that is a remarkable man, a remarkable artist across many disciplines in art, whose pieces, sculptures, paintings and engravings are featuring across some of the most prestigious museums and art collections in the world. He lived in Glenflesk since 1986, where he's contributed hugely to the artistic landscape of the county. In a moment, we'll be hearing from Patrick O'Shea, who will be one of the pallbearers at his funeral, his friend and a documentary maker who made a documentary about Tigh O'Donoghue Ross. But here's a little bit of him from that documentary, speaking about On Capel Moor, one of his best known sculptures along the N22.
I turned down interviews when I got here. They wanted me to put on radio shows and other things. I said, no, I've had enough publicity. I just want to be left alone to work and, you know, make a few quid to put bread on the table. Not a lot, just enough. And that was my attitude. And it was great, because what happened was that I ran into people who wanted things, and such things as the Brendan sculpture, for instance, and the horse.
The war horse is the symbol of Gaelic independence, of their fight to be free from English dominance, which has been going on for 800 years or more. It still goes on. Hopefully not in the violent way, because I'm very much against indulgence in the slightest bit of violence to further philosophical goals. There are better ways to do it, and art is one of the best ways to do it. And I know it was really going over the top. Unicorns and whatnots, and believe me, I'm not the saccharine type. The unicorn, as much as it's a sweetie pie type thing, was originally a symbol for Christ. And so because a lot of the Irish struggle has been about religion, and because the Irish were loyal to the old religion, not just the Roman Catholic, I mean the Druidic Christian religion, which they had for a long time.
There you go, that's a clip of Tigh O'Donoghue Ross speaking during that documentary, which is made by Patrick O'Shea, a filmmaker who worked and made documentary about the artist Tigh O'Donoghue Ross, who's being laid to rest this morning. And Patrick will be a pallbearer at funeral mass in St. Mary's Cathedral. I spoke to Patrick, and I first of all asked him how he first came across and when he first met Tigh O'Donoghue Ross.
Oh, God, how many years ago? I don't even know how many years ago it was, but my youngest brother, John, was going out with his daughter, Tig's daughter, Deanna, and we were actually in a house in Kerry, and there was a photograph on the wall of On Capel Moor, the sculpture on the county bounds, and Deanna just goes, oh, I made that, or you know, me and my dad made that, and I said, what do you mean? She goes, oh, my dad's an artist, a sculptor, and I worked on that with him. It was his sculpture, and I was like, couldn't believe it, because, as you know, everyone who drives down that road sees it and knows it. We're all very familiar with it.
Yeah.
And that kind of sparked my interest, and I was like, oh, so I asked her more about her dad, and it turns out that he was, you know, quite a prominent and famous artist in America back in the 70s, and I was just off the bat, I was totally fascinated, and so started talking to Deanna about maybe, you know, doing something more about it, and that's what sparked the interest, and she invited me down to meet him, and I was in a position and interested in making a documentary at the time, and it just seemed, you know, like the perfect opportunity.
Yeah, and I like the breadth of his work, the painting, the sculptures, the iconic sculptures, the St. Brendan in Fianna, and just to name one of them, really, he was hugely prolific and proficient across different mediums.
It's incredible, really, when you actually look at it, because he was mostly famous in America at the beginning for his etchings and engraving and etchings, and they're incredible. I mean, the amount of work that goes into etching a plate, a copper plate, and then you know, doing multiple prints off of that plate, but like they are really just the highest quality and you know, craftsmanship going into them, because I was lucky enough to you know, see them. They took them out of storage to show me, and we filmed them. But then he has these huge giant oil paintings. He has a very beautiful giant painting of Eamon Kelly, the Shanachie from Kerry. And then, of course, as you say, there's the sculptures, the sculpture work in on the road, in public. There's Brendan down in Fianna, a very striking piece. But also, of course, he turned his hand at stained glass window, and there's the two windows inside the cathedral in Killarney, the Dusk and Dawn, and they feature cosmic landscapes in the church windows, and it's just absolutely stunning. And that window has the statement on it saying, "Why is there anything instead of nothing?" And that's the name of the film.
Yeah. Yeah, name of the documentary. Look, he spent all of his time putting lots of anything into nothing out there, that's for sure.
He
had a strong tie to the area and moved here years ago. It was a tie to the ancestral home, shall we call it that?
Indeed, yeah. He moved himself and his family all moved back to Kerry, or moved to Kerry, I should say, because in 1986, it was his grandfather that left Ireland. He was a Fenian on the run from the English, and he was basically jumped ship and went to Boston and down to New York, and it was Tighe's dad then that was the first of the family born out of Ireland in New York. And Tighe was born and grew up in Queens, and he felt a very strong link to his Irish ancestry and to Killarney in particular, and Gilfilesk, where his family were from originally. And so he visited here, felt the kind of spirituality in the countryside and in the landscape, and felt a connection to his own ancestors. So he moved lock, stock and barrel, all the artwork they had amassed and all of their family, and they came back in 1986.
But still obviously managed to, we'll call it called working from home these days, but managed to work internationally from Glenflesk all those years
yes,
ago.
Indeed. Now, from my understanding of it and speaking to him during the making of the documentary, he was quite involved with the community at the time and was, you know, going for commissions locally, and that's how the Uncoupled Moor ended up being made for the art on the road schemes, and there's other pieces of art and stone sculptures he's done on the roads around there as well. And then the Brendan sculpture was with Garrod O'Donoghue, another O'Donoghue actually. Garrod, he passed away not long after he made the film. He was a priest down in Fianna's, and he was kind of the driving force behind the Brendan sculpture.
Yeah.
And Tighe and his family also did windows for Garrod in the church in Fianna's. There's a stained glass window depicting the Brendan voyage, Brendan in the ship. And if anyone has ever down in Fianna's, people probably don't know it's there. It's definitely well worth a look. You know, it's a beautiful piece as well.
Yeah. Absolutely beautiful. And a lot of his, I suppose, the sculptures, a lot of them, they're big and bold and, you know, huge structures, which, you know, they stand out for all the right reasons.
Oh, I mean, I think the Brendan sculpture in Fianna's, I believe, is 16 foot tall, and it's standing on a plinth, so it's taller still, and it's at the end of the promenade there, at the end of the pier in Fianna's, and you'll see it all around, but that was a huge undertaking. I know that he's, like, every member of the family, so his son Owen, his daughter Deanna, his daughter Siobhan, his wife Elizabeth, they all left their handprints on that sculpture. You know, they all had a part to play, and it was made with a small maquette first, and then that was brought up to a foundry in Dublin, and they enlarged it, and it was made in brass, and it came down to Kerry in two pieces and had to be put together. I mean, it was a massive undertaking, getting it in position where it is right now, facing out to the Mahari Sounds, you know?
Yeah, which is a sight to see, that's for sure. Look, he's done amazing stuff. What kind of a man was he? What was it like working with him in the documentary?
He was amazing. He was inspiring, and he was always jovial and a great storyteller, but he had an amazing mind. He was a philosopher. He was a deep thinker. He had a lot of ideas, and he put all those ideas into his work. Like when you stepped inside the door of the house in Glenflesk, it was like stepping into his mind, into his brain, because there was art everywhere. I mean, every surface was art. You know, the handle on the door was a piece of art. The door itself was a piece of art. Like the fridge had a panel of art on it. Everywhere you went, and every time you visited, the walls changed, because he had his son or daughter change the paintings in that wall so he could look at something else, or he could think about something else, or maybe a piece he wasn't finished yet. But he was a font of knowledge. He was well researched and well read, and had a lot of ideas himself, and put all that into his work. It was a fascinating experience to get to know him as much as I did, you know.
What, was he an artist that got consumed by his work when he was doing it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. I mean, he would lock himself away for days on end working, and just the amount of work, he was so prolific, and just, he loved it. That was his absolute passion was, you know, creating art, and was from watching him and talking to him, he was just in his, that was his space, you know, painting, creating, and turning the ideas in his head into something in front of you, in front of us, you know.
Yeah. Well, Patrick, look, our thoughts are with his family, but one thing's for sure, he's left a legacy behind him of all of his work for everyone to enjoy, particularly here in Kerry.
He certainly has left his mark on landscape and in the minds of those who have seen his work, you know, for sure.